Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Monday, June 22nd, 2026. Anthropic's frontier models hit a government wall. What it is. On June 12th, the U.S. government ordered Anthropic to disable its most advanced AI models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, citing national security concerns, effectively blocking all foreign nationals from access just days after launch. Why it matters. This is the first known instance of a government forcing a major AI lab to pull frontier models from global availability, signaling that export controls are no longer just a hardware story, they now reach directly into model access. Reality check. The move raised as many questions as it answered. Criteria for what triggers a ban remain opaque, creating significant uncertainty for enterprise buyers who depend on frontier APIs for global operations. Model Context Protocol gets the enterprise authorization layer it was missing. What it is, MCP, the open protocol for connecting AI agents to external tools, added a formal enterprise authorization layer as of June 18th, addressing a critical gap that had stalled production deployments across major SaaS platforms. Why it matters. With over 10,000 MCP servers now published, and integrations spanning ChatGPT, Cursor, Gemini, and Visual Studio Code, the authorization upgrade is the missing piece that moves MCP from developer experiment to enterprise-grade infrastructure. Reality check. Authorization is one layer. Audit trails, revocation, and least privilege enforcement across multi-agent workflows remain works in progress for most organizations deploying at scale. FERC moves to rewrite grid rules for AI data centers. What it is, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission ordered regional grid operators to justify or rewrite interconnection rules for large electricity users, like AI data centers, with a self-imposed deadline at end of June 2026. Why it matters. AI infrastructure build-out has collided directly with U.S. power grid capacity limits. FERC's ruling could reshape how and where hyperscale AI compute gets built over the next decade. Reality check. Regulatory timelines and actual grid upgrades are measured in years, not quarters. The ruling starts a process, not a solution. The June model flood, GPT 5.6, Gemini 3.5 Pro, and Claude 4.8, all queued up. What it is? Three major foundation model upgrades are expected before the end of June. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 is showing up in early Pro access. Google's Gemini 3.5 Pro was announced at I/O with a June window, and Anthropic's Claude 4.8 is also in the queue. Why it matters, the simultaneous multi-lab release cycle compresses enterprise evaluation timelines dramatically. Teams that benchmark quarterly are already behind the deployment curve. Reality check. Capability claims at launch rarely survive contact with production workloads. Independent evals and internal benchmarking remain non-negotiable before committing to a model for critical workflows. EU selects Europa Consortium for Open Source Frontier AI Challenge. What it is. On June 19th, the European Commission selected the Europa Consortium to build an open-source frontier AI model covering all 24 EU languages as part of the broader AI Grande Challenge initiative. Why it matters? Europe is making a direct bet on sovereignty-first AI infrastructure. A multilingual open model developed under EU governance could shift enterprise procurement calculus for organizations subject to EU data residency and AI Act compliance. Reality check. Government-funded foundational model projects have a mixed track record of matching private sector velocity. Execution timelines and model quality relative to frontier commercial offerings remain to be seen. AI agent credential sprawl is becoming a security crisis. What it is, a June 19th enterprise security rollup found that AI agents deployed outside IT governance are generating long-lived API keys and OAuth tokens across Salesforce, Snowflake, GitHub, Slack, and MCP servers, with no audit trail or revocation mechanism. Why it matters. A 2026 survey found only 24.4% of organizations have full visibility into which AI agents are communicating with each other, meaning the attack surface is growing faster than security teams can track. Reality check. This is not a new class of risk. It is shadow IT at machine speed. Organizations with mature identity governance programs are better positioned, but few have extended those frameworks to cover non-human agent identities. Isaka, 90% of firms use AI, only 22% say it met expectations. What it is, Isaka's latest survey finds that while AI adoption is near universal among enterprise technology organizations, fewer than 1 in 4 say the business payoff has matched expectations. Why it matters. The gap between deployment and value realization is widening, pointing to a governance, change management, and workflow integration deficit rather than a technology deficit. Reality check. Adoption statistics measure license purchases and pilot programs, not transformed workflows. Organizations closing the expectation gap are those treating AI deployment as an organizational change initiative, not a software rollout. EU AI Act, high-risk obligations, pushed to December 2027. What it is, in a significant timeline revision, the EU deferred compliance obligations for Annex 3 high-risk AI systems from August 2026 to December 2027, a 16-month extension affecting AI used in hiring, credit, education, and critical infrastructure. Why it matters. Enterprise legal and compliance teams planning for August 2026 deadlines now have additional runway, but the delay should not be read as reduced regulatory intent. Enforcement frameworks are still hardening. Reality check. Organizations that paused AI governance work pending the August deadline risk reaccumulating technical debt. The 16-month window is best used for implementation, not deferral.